IT team.
Okay.
So let's see.
Yeah. So when you go out to the shared folder, the shared folder.
Yes.
We have a presentation. So I go to RPC plugin 3. It's final design. So I discussed with you.
Yeah.
And we are both agreed on some 2 versions of prototypes. Because we were not decided whether we wanted to have an LCD or not because it's too expensive. So we come up with 2 versions. 1 with and 1 without LCDs. But both comes with a charger and then detachable add-on parental control module and detachable big buttons for all people.
Okay, so I show you the 2 prototypes. Here we are the first one, the beautiful LCD display. Here, and you can just go into the navigation menu by just this joystick-like button. You can change the direction, and if you just push on it, it's considered as an enter function. Mm-hmm. You have on the side here the microphone for the speech recognition system here, and here the switch that controls if you
are you.
Well, I think it's
it's the all around kind of microphone. The microphone picks up.
Yeah.
Is it an only a single mic or a microphone array?
Well, so it's a microphone array.
No, it's very costly.
Just a single microphone. And I think we put it here because I think when you are browsing the STD, you will be close to what is better to place it here than here, for instance. And here is a little switch that controls if you want the speaker recognition system to be on or off. And so this remote control comes up with this charger.
How much does it cost?
This prototype is made for about $15.
Yeah,
$15.
$15. But it's not
an ambition.
Yeah, but it's just a prototype, and if we optimize it, then the production costs, we can achieve about $10. How many do we have? Well, we use about
the 2 AA's batteries.
Yeah.
AA rechargeable batteries.
Rechargeable, of course.
What's the charger?
We have the charger, so it's no problem.
So you just
one battery?
One battery.
Is that 2 or 1?
It's KDT.
Actually, it's a flexible thing. You just
What is the voltage rating for that?
The
voltage rating. What type of battery?
Oh yeah, it's just a simple battery, a rechargeable.
Something like 2 A3 size battery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and if you want to charge the battery, you just put the remote control like that.
Yeah.
Plug in the charger and give it hello. It's alright. Then the next time we fix it.
And
it works.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you there is only a single button there.
Yeah, just explain the button.
Yeah. This button is like the mouse, it's like a joystick. it can move in 360 degrees of direction, so you can make a turn, and there are functions associated with all the actions. You know, you have a click, you have a double click, all in a single button. You can move up, down, left, right, or you can do a swing. So a swing to the left, a swing to the right, defines other functions. So even though it's a single button, but it's pretty flexible because of the 360 degree movement.
And then actually it's this one, on the remote.
Yeah.
This is the version that comes with LCD.
Yeah.
Here, present another version without the LCD.
I think it's not a good idea because after maybe 1 or 2 months of function, this button, it will destroy.
Okay. Yes. This is new prototype.
So we have the second version also with a different button configuration. The second version is also simpler with only a chance to put the microphone. So basically, it's the same.
It's on the switch.
Yeah. Basically, it's the same thing that I presented before. But here we have 4 buttons for navigation, plus 1 button, hitting and enter button. So, according to what you said, it's more robust to the user. And it's also cheaper to produce. We produce such remote control for about $4.
And I think we forgot the point here. To have a button to find the charger.
Ah, no, no. Actually, we'll come to that point at now.
It's embedded in the speech recognition system.
Okay. And if you disable the speech recognition system, then?
I'll come to that point later.
So, Norman will explain.
Maybe you said the charger
is.
Yeah.
Either this, the charger, in either versions they use the same charger. Okay.
So the price of the charger depends on
It's a standard model, so you should get the cheap price.
Okay.
It's the same charger that you can use for the handphone, but again, it depends on the types. I think we have to investigate more on that. But
I should be able to.
But as the marketing manager says, people are willing to pay more for good design.
Yeah, people are willing to pay more, but the company is not willing to invest more.
The price of selling is 25
euros. All right, please go on normally with the functional
features. We'll come up to that. The thing that makes the controller cheap is that it is modular. So you want more function, you pay more. If you want less function, if you want a reasonable price, you pay for the functions that you add on to the system. So it's modular.
So these bases, which is the remote mode,
you pay. Yeah, yeah. For example, the LCD, you can put it back in, or you can use the other one. Or the speech recognizer, where's the microphone? Yeah, yeah. You got a microphone. Then you pay less for the system. You see.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty flexible.
You also have the two other modules for the current and control. You can add that to the remote control if you want to add more power on what you do.
Yeah.
And which channel you want to choose, and so on. Here is just the module for the kids. If the parents want to watch TV, they come up with their modules, just plug in it.
Yeah.
And they can have all the control they want. Mm-hmm. We also have this module for old people with big buttons, clearly labeled, and it acts like the previous one. You just plug in and
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The idea, the conceptual idea is that simplicity and powerful. Simplicity meaning that we have few buttons. Powerful is that all the controls with the one we saw earlier in the meetings, with lots of buttons, But here you only have two buttons, but you retain the same powerful functionalities, but in addition to simplicity. So that's idea. That's our innovation in this design. Okay, now we come to other important features that I did not tell you. The first one is the speech recognizer. Again, it's detachable or add-on. And then we also have security feature. For example, we see it's very robust, basically. It doesn't break. And the material, what was the material?
Titanium.
Again, the battery life is an endurable one. Again, because it's AA batteries, you can choose the types of battery you want.
Yeah.
Lithium ion may be a good one, but you can replace the cheaper one. Again, you pay for what you get. And then the other point is a robustness, that's a reminder. So when you finish watching your TV and you turn off your TV, and then there's this message coming out that please put that back to the charger. So that's the reminder part.
Yeah.
And also use a programmable channel and vocabulary. So we didn't define the vocabulary, so it's up to the user to define.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry? And then, because of the because children are using the device, so we have also a pre-filter of TV programs by genre. This can be used by the adult or by the children. Instead of choosing the channel, you are choosing the TV contents of the night. It's pretty powerful. That's why the number buttons are reduced because of this feature. Yeah. And for the materials that is cheap to produce, I think it's quite clear. And also lightweight and the fancy designs. Maybe you can improve more on the design.
Yeah. What's the price to produce?
This year.
Well, so the price produced for the cheapest one, say, will start from $4 to produce such a device. Without the charger.
Yeah.
It's about, $2 to produce the microphone and speech recognition system. $2 for the add-on that you use. And finally, $3 for the charger. So if you sum up everything, it's a LCD, which costs $2. You have 2 + 4 + 4 + 2 + 2.
I think it feels excellent.
We don't have all the options.
So the total cost, if you want all the functionalities, will be about $15. But it's just if you want all functionality.
Yeah, it's a nice input, but we have other inputs from the public demand. I think we will just have a rough look and then we can make our statements and we can finalize the product based on this discussion.
Yeah.
I think we can just go to my presentation and we can wind up. Or we could come to some final conclusions. So the marketing made an evaluation criteria and these were some of the findings. And in the market, the people are not really interested with LCD, without LCD, with speech recognition interface or without speech recognition interface. But most of the people, what they are interested is, first thing is they want to have a fancy look and feel. It should be very fancy, colorful, and very handy to hold. And the second thing is it should be much more technologically innovative. Of course, in that we could put LCD or recognition to be more technologically innovative. And the third one is easy to use.
Well, I think that the technical innovation in the product itself, since we haven't yet a remote to allow him to choose interactively with the TV screen with just four buttons.
And if you go to the next slide, here you can find these are the latest version of this, and so this at Paris and Milan, they have detected these frames. But well, this year it's going to be a year of fruit and vegetable, so people are really interested to see if they have a remote in the shape of a fruit or a vegetable or whatever they like. So I think it should be much more customized to make a different shapes. And the second thing is, and with the material, they really do not want it to be very hard, as in the case of very plastic or whatever, and it should be somewhat spongy.
But the problem is that is it robust in its handling? We should find a material that is robust and sometimes spongy.
So finally we have these three criteria. One is fancy look, second is innovative, and third is easy to use. So these are the three criteria on which we are going to build our remote. So, and we have an evaluation criteria for each one of these. Say that we have a 7-point scale from 1 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
And for each of the product, you could just give me the scale according to this. Mm-hmm. So now you have with LCD and without LCD. So on this scale, if it is true, if it has a fancy look, you could just tell me 1. Or if it is false, it doesn't look much fancy, then it would just tell me 7. So we can make our study on this. And
so is the evaluation depending on us or other users?
No, we have designed two products now. One is with LCD and without LCD.
But who will give the scoring? We ourselves or
you?
According
to you designers. How you feel, does it with LCD and without LCD?
Okay, let us make this L and without LCD.
On this scale, the LCD remote control, how do you look? How does it look? Is it very fancy or doesn't look much fancy?
It doesn't look much fancy. I'd say 3 or 4.
And you both agree for that?
I think we can improve on the design.
Yeah.
Someone commented this is like the stone edge design. We have been focused all this time on the technical aspect, functional aspect, but also the simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
As for the design, maybe we should hire a designer.
On
LCD.
So without LCD, how would you rate it?
4. I think it's more easy to make fancy things when it's not complicated. So removing the LCD gives us more liberty to have a fancy look.
And in the sense of innovativeness with LCD?
Well, it's the same for both, so I will give a 5, 6.
Yeah.
5 with LCD and?
5 or 2.
For the innovation aspect, I feel that what is most innovative of our prototype compared to the existing prototype that we saw in the last meeting is that the retrieval of TV programming by content, because that is really innovative for now. And another innovation we have is simplicity and simplicity. Few buttons with
a lot of
functionalities.
So
I think that our product has the best Well, this is bias and judgment.
No, no, sorry, the design aspect, we want to know how would you feel the innovation?
And the innovation is very high.
With that setting. And without both. That setting?
For both. It's
for both.
The same innovation.
It's the same innovation. Okay. So maybe you can put six.
Okay, six. Let's go with that setting.
Both.
No, actually, to make it with that setting, you make more efforts. So there is high innovativeness included if you make it with LCD.
Yeah.
Then when it is without LCD, there is not much innovativeness. So thank you.
There was an issue here is that what is display on LCD? We haven't really actually it's good to have an LCD, but what are we going to display on the LCD?
No, it's like this. I mean, on the LCD, according to what I understand from your model is, you have a joystick here,
yeah,
and you have an LCD.
Yeah.
You just press a joystick, you get your program.
But you have the same program on the TV screen.
Yes,
exactly. No, on the TV, it doesn't display on the TV now.
If you have the LCD.
LCD, then there is no meaning in having it on the TV.
Yeah.
Or then again, you have channels, volume, and all this stuff.
But you cannot display all on the LCD.
I mean, that depends upon your design. So,
anyway, for the users who opt for LCD, give them the LCD. You give what the customer wants, right?
Yeah. So, without LCD, you want to put it the same level of innovativeness. And which word do you recommend? Is it easier to use with LCD or without LCD?
But I think both are really easy to use because there are a few buttons. And the menu are clear, well organized. So, but with little knowing of technology, you can easily use the product. So I would give a 6 for the easy to use.
I think.
No, it's just if I see the. The gate, I think it's better to do it without LCD. Because just with LCD, just we increase the price. And I think they have the same thing. So
yeah.
Or you can just go back to the previous slide where we have a few updates. So, I mean, in the product design, you could just amend it to make some few changes according to the truth on the table or on the touch. Without LCD and without specific dimension, even then our product is going to be
very cheaper to produce. And if we have less technology, we have more liberty to for the shape and things like that. So.
I think another thing to say about the easy to use aspect, I think the easy to use aspect is different for different people.
Yeah.
For the young generation, easy to use may be very complicated because they want a lot of controls with lots of buttons. For kids, they want simplicity. Similarly, for the old people, they want simplicity. So that's why with the parental module, you can have a bit of more complex design if they want it. But what I'm trying to say here is that we have different sets of buttons for different kinds of people. In terms of easy to use, I think it's very user customization is very important. So
without LCD, you just take it 5, or you want to put 6.
I think 6.
Yes, as you say, we better
without LCD. I think it's better to have this without LCD.
And to improve the
as a program manager, product manager says that without LCD it is going to reduce the cost of work and it's going to be much
less. And to give us more liberty to have a fancy look. So, so let's move back to our laboratory.
So,
which
is speech recognition?
The speech recognizer is an add-on module.
Yeah,
that's going to be an optional. if someone wants to buy it, they can have it. Otherwise, it's an option. It's an option.
Since coming to this study, people are more like more famous Tom G and remote control than.
I think it would be better if we have all these modules in the same throughput, because maybe parents.
Yeah, even if you have an add-ons, the kids may just hide the parental module, and so that the parents can't use it.
Parents, they can forget what they're doing. So maybe better if we have.
In the same sets, yeah. And individual buttons to make them work.
The problem is if you will oblige, if a customer wants a certain component and doesn't want the parental control because it's a couple who do not have children, when you sell the product in the market, you can meet any kind of people. And not all people will need all the functionalities it's supposed to them. So we might lose the customer because of this. I don't know, what do you think?
You mean that even if this module is being repaid functional, it hasn't been functional?
Yes. What do you think? I don't know.
I have to make a marketing survey that how many married couples or how many couples have a TV or to the number of singles who have a television.
Yeah.
So based on that, I think.
Yeah. But the question is, does those modularity increase the production cost or decrease the production cost?
Well, it's about the same. Because if you add something like maybe because it's three different PCs to build, but
you can make it on a single PC with three different options.
I think it's cheaper if you already meet all the functionalities on the same material.
Well, the other aspect is that if when they have the existing product, you're going to maintain you're going to keep the same customer, because the same customer will come back to buy other add-ons.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
I mean, they could just provide it an option.
If they don't buy now, they can buy in the future. So in that way, you're actually keeping the same customer, attracting them to come back again.
So it's something like a Microsoft product.
They're not trying to follow the Microsoft.
We don't want that.
And we don't want to...
Updates and sell it. We make updates and sell it.
Yeah. Well, if the buyers can be upgraded, it'd be a good thing. Yeah, it depends on the production.
And what's the idea about the shape of the remote controls? They be made into a fruit and vegetable types? Do you require different types of PCBs?
The components will have to change because we have to deal with the shape. I don't think it really increases the cost.
Or it would be like this, the PCB would be the same for all, but only the exterior shape is different for all.
Well, but it's a bit complicated if you need machines to, different machines to...
What we can change is to propose the customers with skins. For example, the mobile phones nowadays, they sell different kinds of skin, and then people just feel that, I have a new skin, and it looks better.
You can have the same global shape and then add on the skins and with this spongy texture.
You can plug in. What material would that be?
Spongy.
You need to look into that material.
Yeah, or flurry, like a pet dog kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. So we finished the prototype and presentation. If you have something else to say,
I think the product manager would be interested to look about the financial issues in making these models.
We're supposed to evaluate this criteria, right? room for creativity. This room is a bit small, but but I think it's okay for us to work with.
I think it's fine. You know, we don't. I think it's okay.
Yeah.
It is fine for making a plan for project presentation.
Yeah. Anyway, we have the laboratory nearby to build our modules.
And the leadership was excellent.
Yeah, I think so.
Good job.
You gave me the toys.
Yeah,
that's
all.
Yeah. The teamwork was really good. I am very satisfied to work with.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank you, Mama.
All right. New ideas found? Any new ideas to make this presentation more interactive and more interesting?
Come up with new products.
What type of products do you think could we make this more interesting?
Less fancy.
I know something. We need more cakes, more biscuits on the table while we're having things.
Yeah, and also more seriously, I think it's a good idea to have clear points. We do a meeting, pre-op the meeting to have a list with the points we'll be discussed. But I think it's all right. We achieved the project goal.
Yeah, that is in the budget.
Right, then we finish.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
A lot of hard work going in the background.